Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. NATO defense ministers are holding talks in Brussels over the next 2 days. They are focusing on the alliance's strained relations with Russia, cooperation with Mideast nations battling extremism, and cooperation with the European Union. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter shook hands and embraced the French defense minister and the Turkish defense minister at the start of meetings on Wednesday. The NATO alliance has launched surveillance flights along Turkey's border with Syria and Iraq to support the international coalition effort against the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, Russia has canceled plans to refuel warships heading for the Syrian coast at a Spanish port, according to the Spanish Foreign Ministry Wednesday. It comes after Madrid came under pressure to refuse them permission. The Russian flotilla had been expected to take on fuel and supplies from Friday at the port of Ceuta. There had been concern that the three ships could take part in airstrikes in Syria. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday that extremists linked to the Islamic State have abducted and massacred at least 30 civilians in a remote central region. The overnight bloodshed happened near the capital of Ghor province, and it's alarming for officials because it's the first known IS activity in the area. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the victims were collecting wood for the winter when they were captured. Turkey said Wednesday that it will press its military offensive in Syria until the Islamic State is driven from the town of Al-Bab, despite a warning from forces allied to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and a helicopter attack on the rebels it backs. Turkey's incursion into Syria has complicated an already messy battlefield in the northern part of the country. Turkish-backed rebels push south towards Al-Bab and face confrontation from forces. This is